Well, you've been really busy. Really busy. You launched a range with Primark that is everywhere, all over Kent. You wrapped up tour on the 16th of October in Manchester. You've got summer festivals confirmed for this year. You've written a deluxe album for an album that I know you almost scrapped. And today, well, this month in particular, is your six-year anniversary in the world of music.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God, 6 years.
6 years.
Where does the time go?
I don't know.
Wow. I still feel like it's only been like two.
Well, we were doing some research. Obviously, your first single was Before You Go, and we found an article, and it said you went to Kent College, and your piano teacher was one of the first people to maybe say, you're good at this. How did that go down?
Kind of like, I knew I wanted to be a singer and I knew I wanted to get into this college called BIM in Brighton.
Right.
And you had to be able to play an instrument. So I'd already like played before, but I just really wanted to like get it under my belt. Mm. I'm not the best player now for sure. Like I'm very dyslexic. So doing two things at once really I can struggle with.
Piano is like three things at once because you're
yeah,
like left
and then
hand,
singing
right
at the
hand.
Same time. Yeah. I just can't. But yeah, I just did the piano part at that point, and it was really fun, and it was really nice to learn that. And just was like, oh, you know, she's got a really great tone, and my mum worked at the sort of school, so she like ran down to the music block and was like listening to me, and I was like, what? I remember thinking like I've done something really bad because he was like, right, just wait here, and I thought, I've like really messed up here or something.
No, you thought you were in trouble.
I thought I was in trouble. And then all of a sudden my mum turns. I'm like, what is actually going on here? Like, you know, you just get really worried. I'm like, what is happening? You know, I think music in general, it's all just so fun. You've just got to be so light with it and just enjoy it. Because like I said, you know, within 6 years, it can go so fast. So
this deluxe. So you did Confessions and you previously said that it wasn't when you first wrote it, it didn't kind of hit deep enough and you scrapped it completely.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you went back, you wrote it again, you released it again, or not again, but you released it. And now we have the deluxe, which is an unexpected turn of events, as you've titled it. Mm-hmm. Did you know when Confessions was released that the deluxe was something in your mind? Did you know that coming? Really?
Yeah, 100%. Like, we knew that there was going to be a deluxe. There was just so much music and songs I loved. And I think with the deluxe, there's definitely like more of a country pop swing to it. And I think we were just kind of waiting for that to be its own moment. So the deluxe really felt, it just fell into the right place and it felt very natural. You know how sometimes you release a deluxe just to kind of just send a few of the last few songs remaining or, you know, off of the project. I love my album, but the deluxe is really, you know, getting up there with being a favourite, if I'm honest.
I felt like they had a bit of a different vibe to them. I was listening to your album, just the album, on the way home last night ahead of this.
Aww.
And then I spent the morning just listening to the extra five songs that you added at the very top, which was unusual. Normally they're at the bottom, aren't they? They're like all the way at the bottom. But right at the very top with these five songs. And Stay Single is a vibe, 100% a vibe. I couldn't work out if it was like a mantra of you wanting to stay single or if it was a mantra of, like, go out, have a good time and kind of, I don't know, get a bit flirtatious.
Yeah, do you know, I like that approach on both of, I think both of what you just said, actually, it kind of responds to, like, it's very much kind of meeting someone in the club, really fancying them, both obviously having like a really good connection, but then being like, I need to be single, like, I don't need another man trying to like take all my attention and like someone I have to focus on, like I need to focus on myself. And it's kind of this push and pull kind of flirtatious moment, because it's like, you know, don't look at me like that, don't do that, but then it's like enticing because you want more of it,
you like it, you're like, don't do it, but don't stop doing it.
Exactly. So it's really fun to kind of like play with that whole thought process.
what was your approach to flirting in the clubbing days? Because I found it really hard.
Oh god, honestly, I think I was probably like fell over by the point of embarrassing myself in front of everyone, like, honestly, like, oh gosh, what would I do? I don't think because I'm like, I always grew up with like a group of boys being my like my mates, so I've never thought I could flirt. But then I have people that would be like, wow, you're really good at flirting. I'm like, I'm just being me, like, I'm just talking like I normally would. But it's really hard. I think it's, you know, it depends how many drinks, because then, as I said, I could be on the floor like passed out.
See, I always thought it happened on the dance floor, and that's why I thought that flirting took place. So I'd be like really hitting it hard, getting laughed at and not getting anywhere. And that's when I learned, actually, I'm doing it all wrong.
That is so good.
So that was like, that's like the new opening track, I think it is, of the Deluxe album. And then we had Eyes Closed that you released.
Oh my gosh, that was a
complete change of tone compared to Stay Single.
Yeah.
It felt like a very, I don't know, it felt like a very private set of five songs to me. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know if you felt that writing it or releasing them, that you were maybe giving a different side of things compared to My Go and Narcissist. Like it was a very confident album when I listened to it.
Yeah, it was quite nice to be able to, like, I feel like, the you know, I've written this album throughout like 2 years, and I just feel like a lot of it was written from like past situations. Like Eyes Closed is about like a rebound relationship, and then Stay Single was kind of my single era, which is within the last 2 years, and My Go is, you know, coming out of breakup, wanting to actually like put yourself first finally. It was, you know, these songs were really written in so many different times of my life, even though it's quite close together in time. And I think, you know, you grow so much as a person in your 20s. So I feel like it just naturally started to come out of me with these like ideas and different stories.
So it sounds like it's been quite a personal 2 years as well. It's been very heavy music, very heavy writing, the album, everything. And honestly, it really come out in the first two songs of the Deluxe. I was just like, something's happened, but there's such...
something's gone down.
Yeah, something's gone down. The tea's coming out. Such really beautiful songs, and they're both, you know, all five in their own way. The one that caught my attention first, obviously, was the one that went a bit country.
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah. Did you want to do that? Did you know that was coming?
Well, we actually just wrote... So we wrote Ends in Wine, That Girl, Supernatural, honestly, didn't even have any country references. Like, it just kind of... it really naturally went into that. I'm like a proper equestrian horse riding girl.
Are you?
Yeah, so it was really quite fun when it got to the aesthetic of the song and doing the music video. I was like, great, I can literally just do what I love to do outside of music. So it was really nice to kind of mix those two worlds together. So I thought it was quite fun to play with that. And again, just another way of showing who I am and introducing myself to people, just like introducing another side to me.
I did think in the music video, the horse running around you, I was like, I'd be absolutely bricking it. How long have you ridden for? I'm guessing
I was five.
Wow.
So yeah, a long time. I've probably been riding longer than I've been singing, to be honest. it was definitely like my thing growing up. And then, the horse, actually, there's a moment in the music video where the horse rears up. And obviously we're kind of... wanting the horse to do that, so we're kind of requesting the horse to rear up behind me. And then that was one point where we did a few, and I was really close to the horse, so I couldn't look back. So I remember just thinking, if the horse lands on my head, it lands on my head. Like, I was like I need to get this shot. I was like I need to get this shot. And then there was a moment I could feel she was kind of pulling the horse, and the horse started to go to the right, meaning it then started to come over to me.
Right.
I remember looking up and just seeing the head, and I just like jumped. Like, I just remember pushing myself forwards to get out of the way. And thank God I did, because the horse then landed there. Yeah, it was you know, exciting.
It's a close call, isn't it?
Yeah.
Riding horses, I've only ever done it once, and I believe I never got to a canter. That's like when they're starting to like jog. Walking is fine. But the injuries, like falling from just that height, have you ever fallen and like hurt yourself?
I ride ponies. Like 15 hands for me is like the max I'll go.
What's
maybe
15
a little bit
oh, 15
over.
15 hands like height?
Yeah, so like five, I'd say like 5'8" horses, like if I put it into like how we can think. Yeah.
I can't,
you have like horses that are huge. I can't, because like you said, it's so far down at that point that it's just like, there's just no point. Like, what are you going to do?
You'll come off your fly.
Yeah, you're gone.
How did the dance routine on TikTok? Cool. Very intricate. Was that your choreography?
No, I got that I got that done, whatever the word is. And I learned it, and I found it quite good, like easy to learn, but I actually think a lot of people find it hard and it wasn't meant to be hard. But it's very, I like it. I think it's a fun little dance. It's got a little bit of the country vibe in there and, you know, keeping it kind of pop with the little moments.
I also think like it's quite impressive. You know what I mean? Like some of the TikTok dances are quite easy and I saw it and I was like, oh, someone's taken quite a lot of time to get those things.
Yeah.
Like, right. No, it looked really, really cool. Are you buying a horse? I did see the TikTok.
Yes.
Are you?
I am. Yeah, I'm buying a new horse. I can't wait.
Have you selected horse? Been to see horse?
Yeah, been to see horse. Oh, I love it. It's like when people are like pregnant and they call the baby baby. You know, they're like, I'm with baby.
I'm with horse.
I'm with horse. Yeah. I'm with horse. I've been to see horse. And yeah, she's going to arrive in 2 weeks. So,
oh, wow.
Very excited.
Congratulations. I don't know how you congratulate people on buying horses, but congratulations. Will she be making an appearance in the next music video?
Oh,
she,
100%. Yeah. Like, yeah, she'll be in, her name's Pippa. She's so
cute.
She'll definitely be in some TikToks. I mean, it's perfect for the song as well. So works well.
No, it's so good. And are you going to stick with this kind of maybe country vibe? I mean, that one obviously gave quite big country vibes. Are we going to stick with, or was that like a one-off?
We're going to see, you know, I think right now I'm definitely in the studio experimenting, writing a third album and it's very...
Hold on, you can't just say that and like, just, you know, I'm just writing an album. Come on, T.
I feel like we're always like writing, I think, towards these kind of things. But yeah, that is the T. I am writing and, you know, it's feeling very like kind of back to like where I began with the Before I Go days. It's very emotional right now and it's, you know, I feel like each album is getting more and more mature. I love singing, like Ends in Y, I actually sang that live last week and I love singing that song. So I think that is really also fun route to go down as well.
It's such a cool vibe and like an unexpected one. When I heard it, I was like, it's catchy, like really catchy. And I didn't expect you to do it. And I think that's why I love it so much.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Really, really cool.
I keep doing a bit random stuff. I feel like a lot of stuff I release is just like, 1 minute is a bit of R&B, next minute is country. Like, I mean, I'm just like, oh.
Do you know what? All of it sounds amazing. Like, how far through would you say on the third album? Like, what are we...
Yeah, we're right at the beginning. So I would say probably like 10%
in. 10%
in?
That's a good way to be. Thank you so much for coming to chat to us today. It's a pleasure to catch up with you.
Yeah.
And as you know, on the hit list, we do anthems at 9 o'clock and you've done this before. And it's kind of like stuck. Everyone loves it. So we do at 9 o'clock for everyone that's working through the night and potentially working they don't want to be. You know what it's like? I'm guessing you might work late in the studio.
Yeah.
Sometimes you need a break, don't you? And a good like sing song.
Yeah.
So at 9, we get on 3 songs and they all need to be bangers. And we ask everyone that comes on the show to select some bangers. Would you mind selecting 3 songs before you go from 3 different categories of banger?
Oh, gosh.
It's very simple. I'll give you the categories and you just fill them out.
Okay.
Okay, first one, karaoke banger.
Karaoke banger, Shadow by Lady Gaga.
Ooh.
Shallow, sorry. Yeah, love that one.
Banger. Who are you singing with?
Anyone that will take me.
Anyone, okay. Is that if that is an offer, I will destroy it, but I will be there. And because of the sunsets now, sunset banger?
Ooh, The Sun Don't Shine. You know that sun? The sun don't shine.
Yes, the sun don't shine.
Yeah,
chin, chin.
That one. I forgot the... Sorry, it's been a long time since I've heard that.
And then the last one, and this really is open to your interpretation of wherever you are right now, mentally, physically and listening-wise, just your fave anthem, your go-to pick right now, if you were going to press play on your phone, what would it be on?
Dua Lipa. Houdini.
Oh, okay, interesting.
Love that song.
Mimi, thank you so much. Have an amazing rest of your day. And we can't wait to hear the third album.
Thank you. Me too. Thank you so much. Lovely to see you.
Lovely to see you. Look after yourself.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.